This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Yvonne Schoenard, the founder of Patagonia, the outdoor recreation and outdoor clothing company, gave away 100% ownership of the company valued at $3 billion. The company was transferred to two environmental nonprofit organizations, the Patagonia Purpose Trust and the Holdfast Collective. The new owners, the two nonprofit corporations, will be bound by the company's norms. The Holdfast Collective, a nonprofit dedicated to addressing the environmental crisis and defending nature, will own 98% of the company and all of the non-voting stock. The Patagonia Purpose Trust is a nonprofit created for the sole purpose of protecting the company's values and its mission. It owns only 2% of the company, but it owns all of the company's voting stock, which gives it the power to approve all key company decisions, choose a board of directors, and approve any changes made to Patagonia. Schoenard said, "I never wanted to be a businessman. I started as a craftsman making climbing gear for my friends and myself, then got into apparel. As we began to witness the extent of global warming and ecological destruction and our own contribution to it, Patagonia committed to using our company to change the way business was done. Instead of extracting value from nature and transforming it into wealth, we are using the wealth Patagonia creates to protect the source. We're making Earth our only shareholder. I am dead serious about saving this planet," Schoenard said. Families eligible to receive food assistance benefits will get a one-time payment of $391 per child under a federal program that came out of the pandemic. The money comes from $12.5 million in summer pandemic electronic transfer benefits and will reach about 32,000 Montana kids aged 0 to 17. The program is funded under the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Families with children under 6 receiving SNAP benefits and school-age children who receive free and reduced price meals under the National School Lunch Program will automatically be eligible for summer PEBT. Children under the age of 6 who get Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program or SNAP benefits are eligible, and payments will be deposited directly to their existing EBT cards. Newly eligible families will get their cards and funds in the mail. A Missoula man and a Ballantyne man were found guilty of separate felony charges for illegally killing trophy elk in the Little Snowy Mountains. Alex St. Marie, 37, from Missoula, pleaded guilty to a felony and multiple misdemeanors for poaching two bull elk in October 2021. St. Marie admitted to shooting two bull elk on private property along Snowy Mountain Road in the Little Snowy Mountains without permission and without the necessary permits to harvest a brow-tined elk. St. Marie shot two bulls from the public roadway. He then proceeded to drive off-road onto private property to retrieve the elk. Later, St. Marie discarded the elk, keeping just the heads and racks, resulting in a charge of wasting game meat. St. Marie's sentence includes a 5-year suspension of hunting, trapping, and fishing privileges and $2,000 in fines and restitution. In a separate case, Alan Cantu, 47, from Ballantyne, pleaded guilty to unlawful possession of a trophy big game animal and tampering with evidence, both felonies. Cantu poached a bull elk in the Little Snowy Mountains in November 2019. Cantu's sentence includes a 5-year suspension of hunting, trapping, and fishing privileges and $10,000 in fines and restitution. Police in Colorado found a lost golden retriever just by chance when they were doing drone training over the weekend. The dog had been missing for 3 months after she fled from a car accident and got lost. The dog, named Farah, was discovered as sheriff's deputies in Fremont County near Colorado Springs, Colorado, conducted a drone training session on Sunday. They found her almost immediately using the drone's infrared camera. Farah has been reunited with her family. Farah's owner suffered a seizure while driving. Farah was with him in the car at the time, and when the vehicle crashed in a rural area, the dog ran from the scene. People had spotted and taken photos of Farah in the area over the last 3 months, but they were not able to catch her. Sheriff's deputies helped catch Farah once their drone spotted the dog. They were ultimately able to lure her with a piece of chicken meat. Dogs love chicken.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.